Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Are you seeing the combination, the connection between knowledge and growth? So we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of what? So we're talking about knowledge now. All right? The word and here is chi. And how it works is like a semicolon. I've done that. It's not every time. You have to check it. If you check it now, you see it like that. It's not every time you see and that you imagine is chi. You have to always check. Are we together? It works like a semicolon. So we all come to the unity of the faith. That is the knowledge of the Son of God. It works like a semicolon, more like a bridge, trying to point you to the full explanation of something that had been said before. Alright, so if we say to we all come to the unity of the faith, it doesn't make sense to we say of the knowledge of the knowledge of the Son of God. What we are trying to say is that, and which works like a semicolon, in Greek you also see that it can work as that is. Are we together? So, this is it now. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, that is the knowledge of what? The Son of God. What is the unity of the faith? The knowledge of the Son of God. In other words, everybody knows that Jesus is one. Say amen. Amen. Do we have two Jesuses? That means the knowledge of Jesus is one. Do I have two knowledge about myself? If I have two knowledge about myself, I'm fake. I'm not genuine. If what you know about Simon is different from what she knows about Simon, that means Simon is being a hypocrite. Are we together? So your Jesus cannot be 6 and my own is 9. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? With all due respect, Jesus cannot be 6 to you and 9 to me. Because sometimes people bring this perspective about life. They say, how somebody is seeing it may not be the way you are seeing it, so don't condemn anybody's opinion. That doesn't work in Christianity. The knowledge of God is one. Everybody say amen. Amen. It's one. Alright? It's not two. It simply means that if I'm saying something different from that brother, I might be wrong and he might be wrong. But we've got the Holy Ghost to discern truth. That's why he said, I will not leave you helpless. I was going to write yesterday night about how people should discern truth. We've received the Holy Ghost, but it seems we don't know how to use the Holy Ghost. He's supposed to be a witness, a helper. Are we together? Jesus said, I will not leave you helpless. I will send you the Holy Spirit. So that everything about me, he will teach you and you will have it. Alright? But we're in a generation that people don't even pay attention to understanding if something, to really finding out the truth of a matter, whether it's true or not. They don't really care about that. They just want to take whatever, for instance, they say produce results. It's a terrible place to be. It's a terrible place to be. And we had used Moses to explain that Moses did what was wrong, but there was water for the people to drink. Why? Who can answer that? I've done that here before, so you should be able to answer. Because God cares more of about his people than about any minister's mistake. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? And so Moses did what was wrong, but we saw water. Yet Moses would not enter the promised land. Are you listening to me? So you could be wrong. Alright? And yes, still have the Red Sea parted. Still have this, still see that. The Bible says, if the minister of condemnation had glory. Isn't that interesting that a ministry of condemnation had glory? But in our generation today, we are affirming glory, affirming a ministry, by what? Glory. Meanwhile, the Bible said if the ministry of condemnation was glorious. That's why you observe recently that pastors really care less about revelation. They care more about what? Result. And it's a trap. Is a trap. That's why sometimes we as pastors make terrible mistakes, terrible decisions. That you look at a minister, he doesn't, with all due respect, no passion for knowledge. Little or no passion for knowledge. What you hear there is things that are very, very basic. Nobody grows with things that are basic alone. That's why Paul spoke about strong meat. You know, milk is important. In the kingdom, strong meat is also important. There is no in-depth teaching about their place in Christ. And as we are seeing now in scripture, you can never grow without knowledge. Are you seeing it now? Is it possible to grow without knowledge? It's not possible. That's what the Bible is saying. It said to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The unity of the faith, like I was trying to say, is in we all coming to the knowledge of Jesus. Jesus is one. Meaning that the day every church will believe the knowledge of Jesus, see the knowledge of the true knowledge of Jesus, there will be unity because there will be no division. If how I see Jesus is how you see Jesus and how everybody sees Jesus, then there's unity. But look at it. If I think, for instance, that Jesus is like this and you think Jesus is like that, I will not, because I'm trying to prove humility to you, accept your own perspective of Jesus. I'm just being foolish. Are you people getting out trying to explain that? I'm being foolish. The Bible said Jesus was, it was written about Jesus that by his stripes will be healed and etc. He'll heal a lot of people. Isaiah prophesied Jesus is coming and how that he'll heal a lot of sick folks. When Jesus started healing sick folks, the Pharisees, the Bible said they plotted him in the temple. They wanted to see whether he will heal somebody who was sick. Are we together? And when he healed the person, the Pharisees, the Bible said, were plotting against him. The Bible said Jesus withdrew himself from them, went to another place, and kept on healing people and preaching to people. He didn't stop. He didn't stop because they disagreed. And all the, you know, it was according to their doctrine. They felt like on Sabbath day, they should not be healing. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? It was their belief. According to their own Bible, Jesus was wrong for healing on a Sunday. Jesus did not fight them. He what? Withdrew himself, the Bible said, from them. Went to another place to fulfill what was written. Yeah. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Yes. He withdrew himself from them. So what am I trying to say? If I think my knowledge of Jesus is right, it's not humility to accept your own knowledge of Jesus, assume knowledge of Jesus, because God did not give us assumptions as knowledge. The knowledge of God in Ephesians 1, 18 and 19 is precise, is accurate. In the Greek, it's called epignosis. Accurate, precise knowledge. And you are wondering, how the hell will I know the accurate, precise knowledge of God? You can know it. Don't see yourself from human wisdom. Don't see yourself from the lenses of the flesh. You are not that small. You are God's image and what? Likeness. Say, I'm God's image and likeness. Shout it into your spirit. I'm God's image and likeness. You are very important to God. Very, very important to God. I mean, you are very unique before God. Forget that you grew in high level or wherever. And you spoke all those vernacular and pidgin or scattered languages. You are very unique. It is written about you that you are very unique. It is written about you that the hope of glory is on your inside, Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? So you have to start seeing yourself from the lenses of scripture. And that's why the Bible requested that we be not changed, conformed to the system of the world, but we are what? Transformed by the renewal of our mind. We've been brought into a higher phase of life. The Bible says in Romans 8, 2, is that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of what? Sin and death. We've come into a higher law. We've come into a higher realm. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And right now, via knowledge, we are being catapulted into that place. Walk in the reality of that. Now get this. The gospel is not going to take you out from a situation directly. Let's say indirectly, probably. What I'm trying to say is that when we teach you the gospel, you walk out of situation. The gospel is a knowledge of your freedom. You will know this truth. This truth will make you free, not set you free. It will make you free. Alright, so now Sarah is seated like this and 2,000 is by her side, yet she's crying for food. This is the gospel. Sarah, look at the 2,000. So you carry the 2,000 and go and buy food. That's it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Not one funny activity happening. For instance, the Bible said in the book of Acts 14 that Paul was preaching the word of God and there was a man who was lame seated and looking at Paul. And you know, that's why I told Ola to look at me. He was looking at Paul, hearing Paul, and Paul perceived, the Bible says, Paul perceived he had faith. And so Paul says, stand up. Paul did not go to him and lay hands. Paul, you know, as men of God too, we perceive. Even when we pray for people, we know the people that have faith to receive better than other people. Paul looking at the man, the way he looked into Paul as Paul was teaching, the way he nodded his head, Paul perceived he had faith. Paul told him, stand up. and walk. The guard not walk for more than 30 years. For the first time, he stood up and walk. Painting a picture that no matter how long you have been in a team, don't feel you should be used to it. We've come with the good news. You are not addicted. You are free. You may have been there for more than 25 years. Forget about the years. Forget about it. He that the Son of Man has made what? His what? You are free. You're just realizing it now. So take your freedom. Glory to God Almighty. Many years been in bondage. Have not walked. While Paul was speaking the good news, his freedom to him, Paul perceived faith. He said, stand up and walk. He didn't say, okay, go and enter a water. Go and do this. Go and. He didn't even need to be born again. He said, stand up and walk. Stand up and walk. And the guy responded in faith. He stood up and he began to walk. Oh, glory to God. He walked on the word. He walked by the word. I had this revelation that blessed me years ago, that while Peter was walking on the water, people thought he was on the water. No, it was on the word of God he was banking on and walking on. The moment he looked at the situation happening around, he was sinked into it. Don't look at the situation. Set your gaze on Jesus. The Bible says as long as he was looking at Jesus, he could walk on the situation. I mean, you will walk through any situation. Any situation. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with Paul was walking, Peter was walking on the situation. As long as he could set his eye on Jesus, there was a potential difference that could help him walk. Do you understand? Because as we see him, we become like him. As we behold, we become. So you see, as he was setting, as long as, now we could make this a law in physics, you know, the rate at which Peter was looking at Jesus determined, alright, how do I say it now, according to Newton's second law, the rate at which Peter was looking at Jesus' face determined his proportion, yes, is directly proportional to the energy, the power of God working on his inside. So as he looked at Jesus, what happened to him? We behold, we become. Now, if you behold and you've become, your energy is different.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yes, sir. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. So imagine Peter was probably like a goat, but as he was beholding Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he was now like a lion. So if you were a goat and now you are like a lion, what strength do you have now? So you see, as he was looking at Jesus, he was like Christ, and what was happening, there was a potential difference that could help him walk on water, walk upon the situation. But when Satan was now making the situation look intense, it didn't matter what was happening down there. As long as Peter was setting his gaze on Jesus, he could walk on the water. But when he turned to the situation and said, I've seen enough, I've had enough, suddenly he began to enter into the situation. He began to sink in the situation. It doesn't matter what you are going through. Set your gaze on Jesus. You'll come out victorious. As long as he was looking on to Paul, what happened? The word of God from the lips of Paul. Paul says, stand up and walk. If you remember a man, A-E-N-E-A-S, Aeneas. Can you remember that person again in the book of Acts? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, his own story was more even unique than that of and the first man we just spoke about. Let me see if I can see that scripture. Acts 9:34. Now, this man had been in church for a long time. For a while. And sometimes I think pastors are just neglecting to say some certain things. Because sometimes you would have been in church and yet you are lame. And sometimes I feel like I should say these things even though it will not sound so nice. Are you people listening to me?
Yes,
Jesus is in that church where that person is lame. Jesus is in that church where that person is blind. Jesus is in that church where that person cannot hear. You see, you can be praising God though. With your lame leg, with your blind eyes, with your deaf ears. But understand that God does not want you in that situation. Don't be so used to it. I had a case with Pastor Chris that they went to one woman with Pastor Benihim. Pastor Benihim introduced him to one woman, and they called her a prophetess or something, that she had been like that on a wheelchair for many years and she had been prophesying. And when she saw Pastor Chris, she was so excited and started prophesying, started saying some things, and you know, of course, no pride. Pastor Chris just went close to her and felt compassion. He felt compassion towards her, and he held her hands and said, "Mama, can I pray for you?" Now, probably Pastor Benihim has been used to her as an anointed woman who cannot walk. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? But Pastor Chris said, can I pray with you, Mama? Now, when he held her hands, he said, "In the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, leave this body, stand up and walk." And she stood up for the first time for many years in the kingdom. Listen to me. And now she's walking. She had been like this in the kingdom for how many years? Many years. There's something I'll teach about the spirit of familiar spirit, I mean. Sometimes they will bring revelation that will make God look normal. There are doctrines of demons. Alright? And if you observe, there are certain people, even in church, not saying so that they feel bad. They have to push their faith. Some sort of. Are we listening? Who are in church for many years in an infirmity, even doing something for God in church? I want them to understand that God wants them out of the situation. Like this man now who had been in church, and Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you." He was not healed yet. He said, "Arise, make your bed." Then he arose immediately. For many years he has been hearing. Peter came to him and spoke to him, and for the first time, he rose up and was walking. You see that? This is how the gospel is. You are free. When you know the truth makes you free. What made you free now? Jesus set you free 2,000 years ago. The truth makes you free today. What was done for you many years ago, you receive today via truth. Are you people catching what I'm trying to explain to you? You are free. Forget about the 25 years of being addicted to a certain sin. You are free. Don't look at the 25 years as so much important than the freedom you have received on the cross. The freedom you have received on the cross is bigger. It carries more weight than the 25 years in that situation. All of a sudden, Paul looked at him and said, "Stand up and walk." 30 years ago. He had been like that till now. 30 years ago. And now he's walking. How do you grow? You grow via knowledge. Are you listening to me? The Bible said the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God to the perfect man. Go back there. To the perfect man. Go back there. In the book of Ephesians 4. To what? The perfect man. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Without the knowledge, you cannot get to this height. The measure, the perfect man, the measure of the fullness of the person of the Christ. It's not possible. It takes knowledge. It is knowledge first before prayer. So you could now want to, you know, let's take for instance, how many of you did any medical related course here? Just wave your hands, or you are doing medicine. You agree with me that you can't skip, for instance, if you want to be a doctor or an engineer, anybody here who's an engineer, you read it in school, all right? If you want to be an engineer or a doctor, let's use medicine and surgery, there are certain courses you must know, all right? You can't leave what you're supposed to know and be reading what you are not supposed, what does not really matter. Not because it's not important, but for where you are, whatever you are timing at that season of your life, that's not important. Are we together? So let's take for instance, you need human physiology, human anatomy, pharmacy, radiology, and the likes of them. But you left everything and you have more interest in physics. As a doctor, you enjoy physics. While they are doing human anatomy, you feel like there's something about physics you like, and you are reading on physics. You see, you will not graduate, but you'll be a good physicist. The world will be excited that you know physics, but you will not graduate as a doctor. Because as a doctor, you have to follow the syllabus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They believe that having known human anatomy, physiology, whatever, is it pathology, and the rest of them, then you are qualified to be called what? A doctor. You have all it takes to be called what? A doctor. Without those understanding, you cannot be a qualified doctor. So it is. In the church, in the Bible, there are a lot of knowledge. You can know a lot of things. But what matters is the knowledge of the Christ. You saw it here. When we know Christ, what happens to us? We come to that perfect man. We come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. What you need to know, you know, we're in a season in Christianity where I see that what God has planned as the destiny of the righteous, Satan is making it look so much important in these last days. I speak by the Spirit and by the Spirit of prophecy. I sense it. People are more wired this season in trying to make money. Have you observed? Have you observed? If not from others, yourself. You have been so wired. This season is about money. Mammon, mammon, mammon is so strong in the heart of people. There's little or no regard for the things of God. They can't even tell you when last they prayed. But they are reading materials on making money. They've never been that diligent with the kingdom. Ask them when they read materials, now what, listen to messages last. They can't even remember. But they are, now it's not bad to read materials for money. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But when it's more than your passion and hunger to grow spirituality, there's a problem. To grow spiritually, I mean, there's a problem. You can't remember when last you fasted, when last you prayed, when last you read the word of God, but you are always reading a book to make money. There's a problem. Something is wrong with your heart. You don't understand purpose anymore. You are not choosing pleasure over purpose. And Satan is the mastermind in all of this situation I'm talking about right now. He's the mastermind behind it. He wants to distract us with what looks good, so that we lose what is right. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He's not bringing something really bad. It's what looks good. He will give you all the reason you need it to survive. Everybody needs money. But now your passion to make money has gone beyond your passion to know God, to grow spiritually. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Meaning that you have picked mammon over God and purpose. Mammon over God and destiny. And at the end of your journey in life, you will find out that like David, is it David or Solomon? Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. The people that will finally say this thing like David or Solomon are the people that pursued pleasure over purpose. Because you see that you are pursuing paper all your life till you died. Imagine that before you died, you thought about the millions of souls that came to the Lord on your account. Imagine how heaven will be. Imagine the way they'll welcome you into the glory. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Imagine your welcoming. That they were, you set heaven on a non-stop party. Because for one soul that is one, the Bible said there's a celebration in heaven. Meaning every day, heaven needs to throw a party because of Oche was winning soul. Imagine what happens to you. Now, it's not bad to make money, of course. But not at the detriment of you growing what? Spiritually. Like I said in my last video, they don't know if it matters. A time will come, you know whatever you are learning now matters. What will make you look at $50 billion and say, I'm not bringing any human head? I'm not bringing it. What will make you look at $50 billion? You see, they bring it cash. You open the door, the money pours on the ground. They say, just bring one head and carry it. Not any head, just one of your in-laws' head. And the money is yours. And you look at everything and said, I may not have 500,000 in my account, but no, I'm not doing that. I have such a treasure in God in my spirit. You know, somehow, I mean, I've not touched this money, but I know I will touch beyond the banks of this money. And you walk away and go and be working on yourself. Working on yourself till you get to this level and beyond. Yes, you know, some of you are wondering why, when the hell you will ever get to $500 million. Because you are wondering, I'm working hard, but I'm in Nigeria and this and that. The way you haven't arranged your life, you are not arranging it like you ever come to that height. Arrange it. Yes, sir. It's me that is telling you that you should go and arrange it. Because you see this money, you will get it not because you only worked hard. Work hard is just cover up in the kingdom. I don't know that again I'm trying to explain. I wish I can explain this thing better. Work hard is cover up. And the cover up must be covered up. What I'm trying to say, you must work hard. Now, see in scripture, Elijah came. Is it Elijah? And there was a certain woman. Was it that woman? Who? Not that. Okay. There was how do I say this now? There was a situation, of course, you know the story, where the woman had her last, right? Her last what? Food to eat. And she was Elijah, of course. And she was led to give it. You know, those days prophets are very, very bold. I wanted to say terrible, but I said bold. I mean, you come to a woman and tell her, the Lord says the Lord that I should eat your last. Now imagine you do this in Nigeria, and like I said, VDM sees it. You are finished. Now Elijah the prophet went to this woman and said, God said I should collect your last and eat. She first said to him, oh, this is the last thing I have, and I'll eat today. Me and my son will not die tomorrow, because there will be nothing to eat. Meaning they were eating once a day. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And they were sure they would die tomorrow. Elijah said, ah, really? Cook something for me with it. Just give me, let me eat. How many of you will respond positively in this situation? Don't lie. Don't lie. That Prophet Simon came to you and said, how much do you have here? I said, 100,000. Okay, how will you get it done, sir? Is the 100,000? If I give you 100,000, I don't have anything to give. Okay, send the 100,000. Now I'm feeling odd using myself as an example. Let's say Pastor Emmanuel says, send the 100,000. You now look at him and say, ah, man of God, no problem. Send your account number. Some will just leave church. I say, ah, I understand why so person has left church before. I now can understand. Elijah had the mind. You know, I've seen a few prophets who do this in the New Testament. I've seen them. I was tempted to condemn them till I remember the story. A man of God, a popular man of God, was giving a story. Just that these days when I see him say some things, I'm wondering whether he remembered the story he gave. He said he was in a meeting with his wife and a prophet came around. And while the prophet was preaching, the prophet picked him and said, God said you should send me the last 50,000 naira in your account. And those days that people were not talking too much, he sent the money. And he gathered the money to buy a car. To just manage to buy a car. Suddenly, he got times 3 or times 4 of the money. That he was sitting with a pastor friend. And the pastor friend said, I feel like signing a check for you. He called his PA to bring the check. He said, I don't know why the Lord is saying I should sign a check. How much do you need? He said, 200,000. The car at that time was 50,000. And he wanted to get a particular color that was not his choice. But as the pastor signed the 200,000 or so, he now had to go and get the color of his choice, tear rubber. And plenty change remained. He was giving a testimony. You know, prophet now are wise. Nobody comes and say that kind of thing. But it happened. Because you see, God's method cannot change because of his situation. No matter what you are going through, it is praise that will take you out of it. You didn't get what I said, right?
Yes, sir.
What I mean by praise is speaking positively. Saying things like whatever that is happening to you is not happening. Denying it like with no evidence that is there. God came and spoke his word to me. You heard that song. Praise will confuse. Praise confuses the enemy. He has done something, but he sees you praising God after a moment. What is wrong with this boy? Is he mad? Like Andrew Womack said, his wife was dead, declared dead in the hospital, and he started praising God while he was driving. He was just praising God. I'm sure the people around him were confused. And when he got there, the wife came back to life. Hallelujah to Jesus. No matter what, there's one way out of that situation, praise. Speaking positively. Speaking like the thing never happened. The Bible said Abraham considered not. Some people say faith is not denial of fact. Yes, we are not denying the fact, but we will not say that we are not denying the fact, else it's not faith. Bible says Abraham considered not the deadness of Sarah, meaning he did not say it in his words. Your womb is dead. No, he did not consider. He was not talking about the womb that was dead. He was calling the things which are not as though they were. What does that mean? The womb is dead, but he was speaking to it like it was not dead. You know, say you are dead, but you'll be alive. He called the things which were not as though they have been there. Me, he was talking, this is your 32 years womb. It was not there, but he was talking to her like the womb was there. And it was okay, and she was not up to 50. Faith controls your language, yo. It controls the way you talk. You can't say we are going through a lot. If anybody is saying that, remove yourself from it. We are not going through a lot, yo. I am just fine. The Bible said, when men say, men, meaning you are not a man, you are a spirit that lives in a body. You are not a mere man. When men say there's a casting down, you, the generation of the God kind, the God class of men, you will say there's a lifting up. That's not a coincidence. It's prophetic. When men say, then you, a new creation, you will say there's a word, lifting up. And that's why the Bible says we appear like aliens upon the face of the earth. I know if you have ever watched any movie that you saw an alien, they are not like everybody. That's why the Bible says you are in this world, not of the world. Your experience is like you are not in Nigeria. You are having a glory experience under Tinubu's regime. Because of your mindset, it's the truth. We are not being foolish. We are believing God. The one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. I mean, they stood before the Red Sea, no clue how to get out of this situation. And God said, what do you have around? He said, one stick. He said, stretch it. God just finds any way, any means he shows his power. Any means possible his power can be seen. I mean, they came one time asking them for tax. You know, they are trying to increase tax, but don't be scared. Tax can come even from the fish, the mouth of the fish. You know, I saw one news this morning. I said, they are sick. They said, for we that have impetus to buy fuel, they will put tax for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. So as we buy fuel, we are paying tax. I said, they are nincompoops. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now at the time they said, as some people say, church is the problem. Are you seeing the... Somebody sit down and said, for you to buy fuel, pay tax. After you increase, you thought we would die when you increase fuel price. We now bought, even though a lot of people park their cars. You people know many people that have parked cars. Many people park cars, though. Some of us now say, okay, we should be driving small. Now you now came and said, okay, for you to have impetus to buy, you will pay tax. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That brain is lost in hell. It just exists, empty brain. Now, they came to Jesus for tax. Jesus said, I want to show these people that there's no altar of poverty around me. He said, Peter, go to. You know, I've heard some people try to preach this thing in a way that it will look like it is not it, but they can't stay alive. You can't arrive at a conclusion that is not the conclusion. They are trying to use that to deny miracle money. How can you say this thing is not miracle money? What kind of money is it? Hard work money. If it's hard work, everybody should go and cut fish now and remove coin from the mouth of the fish. He said, go to a river, just cast, throw your net or carry your hook, and the first fish you catch, if you catch anyone, not shower, not sardine, anyone. And the other fishermen, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Just go, close your eye, cast the net. When you cast the net, remove the net. Anyone you catch, whether it's small like this, whether it's big like that, shower, sardine, what's that Hausa one? Tarwada. Anyone you catch, open the mouth, you will see money inside. Come and give this people, let them give you change. I heard a man of God preach. He said, you see, Jesus did not do any miracle money. What he showed us was hard work. That when we go to, you know, Peter went and walked. He caught a fish. That was his cue. And then money came out from it. If what you are saying is how it is, see River Benue now. Go and catch one fish inside. And anyone you catch, open the mouth. See, there are some things you cannot just explain. Just leave it like that. That's why it's called miracle. You've not heard that song that says, miracle, no, they tire Jesus. What of the one that he multiplied bread and fish? What do you say? He said, no, Jesus did not. He taught us how to work hard. He said they should bring bread. They work hard to bring the bread. and they worked hard to bring the fish. They should serve the people with the two fish and bread now. There are some things that, you know, when you are trying so hard to prove something that you cannot, to unprove something you cannot prove, I don't know how to say it, because you hate the certain man of God that the thing happened through. Yes, see, it is not a man of, you may not like somebody, God will still flow through the person. Yes, God will not come and ask you for permission to flow through somebody you don't like. He is not your mate. You cannot choose the vessel he flows through. I have a problem with a certain prophet, and the person now did like this and commanded money. People started having money. Now scam. Go and meet the people that saw the money. Ask them whether it was scam. I think I saw a clip of Apostle Selman last week when he did a crusade in UK, and people were coming up and receiving miracle and luck, even jobs, money. In the service, they send you. You were just in the service, they now send you a lot that your job, you have received the offer. Why is it? They'll say it's a coincidence. Why is it in the service? We like that kind of coincidence. We're here. My sister's husband was looking for a job. I don't know if you can remember. After we're done with the ministration, I said, I sense that your husband is getting a job now. I didn't know when I said now. Before the service finished, her husband sent her a message. He got a job. Somebody will now say it's a coincidence. Okay, you man, cause the coincidence. Why that kind of coincidence never happened for your life? It's a miracle. And we're not taking the glory for ourselves. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's unto God. God is not your mate. What he can do, if you try to calculate their size and anything, you can't even fathom. He can do what will blow the mind of an Albert Einstein. Even now that he's in heaven, it will blow his mind off. Even the people in heaven, if they see miracles, they will still be mind blown. Don't think when you get to heaven, you have seen all of God. He's so mighty. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? So mighty that he says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above. He not say, he did not say some more. He said, all you can ever think or imagine. What impetus? He said, just like an open check. He said, sign any amount you can cash out. That's what he's trying to say. In other words, I can do. He said, me, God, I can do exceedingly abundantly above all you have can ever think or imagine, according to the power at work in you. Meaning we are our own limitation. We are our limitation. Because God has given us an open check. Those imaginations in your heart for those businesses and breakthrough, they are not from the devil. They are not from your mind. It is God that is bringing them, making them alive in your heart. Dare to do it. You just wake up one morning and you just imagine something about business, but you are wondering who will buy. Try it and see. The people that will buy are already there. That's why I say you should go and do it. The fishes were there. You know, Peter has been doing. Now, get this. People may have been doing a particular thing, and it's not working for them. Does not mean that if you receive a rhema at the moment, a rhema comes and say, and God say, do that particular thing. It does not mean it will not work. That is not working in Makodi does not mean it will not work when God says it will work. If God says, Moses, go and start it, don't forget track record. Now, Peter has been toiling morning to night. He has been toiling morning to night and caught nothing, the Bible said, when Jesus came all of a sudden. If you observe, Jesus wanted to use his what? Huh? He wanted to use his boat. Just wanted to use it for small thing and for ministry purpose. And of course, the man would have been annoyed and say, what kind of rubbish is this? I'm trying to catch fish. You are saying, are you okay? He was humble enough. And Jesus looked at him. Great guy. I like your humility. You may have thought you've wasted time by giving me this for a while. And probably if you had hustled during those moments, you gave me this, you'd have caught fish. But you still decided to give me. Wow, that's nice. Now Jesus said to him, cast your net. He said, Master, it's not like I'm not humble or obedient. This is something I've been doing since morning. You see around there, no fish. I'm a master in this art. We learned fishing. I've learned zoology. I mastered the art. So I know crypto very well. I know which coin will go up tomorrow. You don't know what people are sitting down to, decision people are making. The Holy Ghost knows. Someone will sit in his house and be hearing what the king is saying with other people in their house. Sorry, Elisha. And even Samuel too. Somebody was looking for something. He said, what are you looking for? He said, go. You'll find it. He said, we are kings, prophets, and priests. That ability is on your inside. That's why you need to grow spiritually. So that you can touch these realms. So that when you study everything and see all the prospects. When you are about to invest, the Holy Ghost may still say. I'm not saying look down on your knowledge, Joe. But you have all the knowledge and the rest. But you see that thing that Paul said, I sense in my spirit, I have a witness. A witness in your spirit is bigger than anything you learned in school. Paul said, I have a witness in my spirit that this ship will capsize. The person that was the captain of the ship said, no, everything is clear. We have checked everything. Wind, vane, everything, blah, blah, blah. Everywhere is clear. We can go. Paul said, I still sense something. Why they were going? Suddenly, wild wind from nowhere. Everything, raging sea, blah, blah, blah. It was about to capsize. They remember what Paul said. Paul said, don't worry, I'm afraid. God said he will show us mercy. We will arrive successfully. After that, they found out that science without God is useless. You may have studied everything, but you see this art of hearing God. When God said, don't invest. The 500k is there. You are ready to buy everything. You want to buy it. Ethereum. 500k. I am sure in 2 weeks, I go withdraw 1.5. And now it's somebody's money. You promise the person in 2 weeks. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say now? And the person is a military man, for instance. You told him, Oga, 2 weeks, no go pass me. I will give you your money back. You were very sure because of what you have studied. But when you are about to do it, you start feeling this weight in your weightiness in your spirit. You want to, the Holy Ghost say, wait. You want to. You now say, okay, let me just sleep and wake up tomorrow morning before I do. As you wake up in the morning, you now see what has happened to that coin. Yeah. You will just start crying to God. The thing has dropped. Meaning if you had put that 500k, it should have been 50,000. What will you tell Oga? You go explain, they will carry you to God's room. You'll be saying, I swear to God, it doesn't matter. Where is my money? So, Paul sends in his spirit, and all of a sudden that happened. That's why we say, grow in the things of God. Don't neglect the things of God. Grow in it. Get to that point that you are in the midst of plenty in the market. God said, turn your back, and you turn. You see all of a sudden what is supposed to happen. Be in that place in your life. Get to that point in your life. It will pay you more than any other thing in this world. You're about to take a journey and the Holy Ghost tells you, wait. You're about to do this. The Holy Ghost says, like the day I told you people, it may look like a simple thing, but it's powerful. I was about to finish up. My wife was done. She was sleeping, fell asleep already. I didn't know she was, because she put the beans. It was cooking. She wanted to feed the baby with beans. I don't eat beans, but the baby likes beans. And she was trying to arrange the beans and before she slept in the cooler and the rest. And I didn't know she had slept off. In my mind, I felt like she would come back again like she always does to come and check the beans. Meanwhile, she fell asleep. She was so tired. As I was about to enter the other room and lock the room, I heard the Holy Spirit say, go to the kitchen. I asked myself why, because I locked the door to the kitchen. But I was already used to the Holy Ghost, and I know the consequences of not doing what the Holy Spirit said. Even though you have every reason not to do it, do it. That's what we call submission. All your facts are in place, yet they say don't do it. And I just went to the kitchen and I saw beans almost getting burnt. I off the gas, went and checked her. I wanted to say, what happened now? She was dozing off. Meaning the Holy Ghost saw her sleeping, saw the beans burning, and for no reason, even though I was sure the kitchen door was locked, he said, just go towards the kitchen. Are you saying this? That's how the Holy Ghost works. That's why the Bible says, when you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, every other good will be added. What does it mean? Grow spiritually. Seek first the kingdom and how it works. Know your place in Christ. When you know your place in Christ, every other thing stems from knowing your place in Christ. Not that you will not study about that particular field. When you are done studying, you have an advantage over those that have studied with you. What is that advantage? The voice of the Holy Spirit. You are familiar with the voice of the Holy Spirit because you have been praying. As you are praying every day, you are learning His voice. You are mastering His voice. He speaks to you every time in prayer. Now you know how to hear Him amidst the crowd. A tough situation, you are under pressure, you can pick His voice. He said, don't do it. He said, don't go there. He said, don't do this. He said, don't do that. I was with my wife. I told you people the other day, no pride. And light had not been for almost one day, a whole day, there was no light because of rain fell. And while we're talking, I said, I heard the sound of light. Now, I don't know how to teach somebody to hear the sound of light. This is a product of staying in the secret place. Pastor Simon, teach us how to hear when NEPA want to bring light. Oh, you are beast the road. They don't used to teach this thing. Just be around in the supernatural. You'll be learning the thing. It happens in unique ways for everybody. As I'm talking now, somebody may just see one demonstration of the spirit around him and sense connected to something that will blow your mind. Because you see, the way it happens for you may not be exactly the way it happens for me. So the way I've been trained, I knew light was coming. I heard the sound from afar. And when it got so close, I said, they will bring light now. Before I finished dropping my word, they just brought light. And she opened her eye and looked at me. Now she was shocked. I felt good for a moment. Then I began to tell her a story. I said, many years ago, I did this on campus. I said, somebody told me that he doesn't believe in Jesus until I tell him if light will come. There had not been light for 1 week. Transformer blew. He said, I should tell him when light will come, then he will know I'm a prophet. I looked at this guy. I'm very wise. I don't used to fall. You will never hear that I disgrace myself. I looked at him. I remember what Jesus said to the devil. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. I almost wanted to say, thou shalt not tempt. If you like, believe, don't believe. I don't care. For me to say it did not work, it's better I go with not saying and quote scripture. It's better. Alright? As I wanted to talk, I heard the Holy Ghost. He said, light will come. I didn't know when I just spoke. I said, light will come. He said, He was ready for my downfall. Pastor Simon, he started clapping. Talk the time. You didn't lie. Talk the time. If light will surely come, everybody knows the light will come. Talk the time. If you be prophet, and believe, if you do this thing, I will start come your fellowship. I've already implicated myself. Instead of me going in shame, I heard the Holy Ghost say, now. I didn't know when I said, now. When I said, now, I started saying, God, what have I done? He said, wait now. How many minutes? I said, now. As I said, now again, they just brought light. This is more than 1 week. As they brought the light, immediately he knelt down and raised his hand. He can watch. If he's watching now, he will bear witness. His name is Micah. They call him Mikoyo. That was his nickname. They just brought the light. He just knelt down and raised his hand up immediately. Raise his hand up. My respect increased in the compound. Even my food too increased. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
He became one of my strongest members. I remember those days, I'll be preaching. He will go to the back and be doing. He was the one that first did Glory TV. Glory Carriers TV. He said, one day I will remember this thing. That he knows this will go far. So obsessed with the ministry. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, how do you get to this point? Somebody say, I want to know when light will come. They don't teach how to know when light will come. You just stay in the supernatural. Be familiar with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Always stay in the secret place. Are you listening to me? Stay with the Holy Ghost. You know, when you stay with the Holy Ghost, you will know Christ, isn't it? You will now be familiar with the supernatural. You will now understand the activities in the supernatural. You know how to see, you know how to hear. You see, if you are part of these people that are just conscious of the later, you know, revelation, not wanting to really explore the gift of God on your inside, you will lose out in Christianity. Don't be people of only, I've got the revelation according to the Bible, according to this, according to that. No scriptures like we are knowing now. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And now stay in the presence. Master stayed in the presence of God. But as a day that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's an advantage when you stay in the secret place. Great advantage. I can't tell you the countless times I escaped accident, troubles, and the rest just by hearing the Holy Ghost. They were supposed to boggle my house on a Sunday. I told my wife on Thursday, I sense an attack. She said, Pastor Samuel, anytime you start speaking like this, I get scared. I said, I sense an attack. I don't know how, but I sense it so strong. And on Sunday morning, demons came in. When they were trying to contend for our land, they gathered themselves and they came to press my head. So when I was picturing them in the supernatural, how I knew, I don't know whether I was seeing them physically or spiritually, but I was seeing them talking about pressing my head. As I opened my eye in the physical, they ran for their lives. They would have been dead, all of them. All of them would have died. So they ran for their life. Immediately I stood up, my wife stood up from my room, and we just met in the parlor. And I said, they came. They came, and this is the last warning. They'll all be dead next time. Now, we arranged ourselves and left for church. While we're in service on Sunday morning, they were trying to boggle my house that same day. As the spiritual attack did not work, it was a physical attack. Now, to show it was a land, they tried everything. I have a lot of things outside my house. They did not steal one thing. They were trying to break into my master bedroom so that I can lay hold of the paper and tear it. And that's the end. But as God will have it, God inspired one small boy. He climbed up, my neighbor. When he saw that, he screamed. They ran away. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we came back. My wife said, mosquitoes are everywhere, Pastor Simon. I said, mosquitoes. When she went into her room, she just shouted, Pastor Simon, everywhere, sand. They broke the burglary already, but they couldn't enter. She just shouted one thing, where are the land papers? That was the next thing she said. I just ran to where I kept it. Very simple place. It was not there. It was there. Some people's mind did. It was there, sorry. They that dwell in what? The secret place of the Most High. Shall what? It was there. I just took it and I kept it in a safer place. Then I went the next day. I told the man. I said, you are a wizard. And I know. And the next time you come, I will kill you with a nice smile. You know, they say he took, because I sent a message first. They say he took it and was showing people. When people ask me, the people say, don't know how to ask me if it was a wizard. Said, one body, you say he's a wizard. I say, you don't know he's a wizard. He said, Pastor, even though somebody is a wizard, you don't say it directly because they may harm you. I said, me. Me? Somebody told me one time. He said, Pastor, he was trying to advise me on the case. He didn't know I knew. He said, Pastor, that man now wizard who? Now even court member. So they careful. I looked at the guy. I said, me. You know how to make him understand? Me. A wizard? You can't. I said, bro, stop that. Don't ever say this kind of thing in your life again. A wizard? And you call my name there. Do you know who I am? You know, that you see me look like this without no red bandana does not mean anything. Do you know? And some of you now, don't be trying to put bandana on your head to show you are spiritual. Calm down. You are very spiritual with nothing on your head and your hand. I was talking to one of my military friends. He said, the thing did not attack him because he had a bangle. That was a mantle. I said, what of my hand? I only put watch and my beautiful wedding ring. I know it's beautiful and all of you have been admiring it. Just to let you know it's beautiful and I thank you all for thinking it's beautiful. If you observe, it's a new one. Nobody said anything about it. I have to talk about it. Amen. I'm just so shocked. For a while, nobody has spoken about it. Amen. Do you understand? Let me put my hand like this. So that you see it. What was I? Before. All right. I was in my wedding ring. My beautiful wedding ring. And I said to you, I don't have any bangles on my arm, but I'm powerful. You know, some of you, what deceive you is the picture of spirituality you learn from Nollywood. That's what deceived you. And when we say spirit, your mind goes straight to ghost. Say man is a spirit. They say, you mean say I wear white and they do like this in the night? No, that's not what we're saying. Jesus is a spirit, hope you know. But he ate food. If it's not spirit, they scatter your hand with nail. When they were done, you say, come and chuck your hand inside. Chuck your hand. How many of you can say, chuck your hand in my wound? He left the evidence so that they will know that this Jesus now they are seeing is the one they crucified. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He knows why he left the evidence. That there was plenty of evidence. This same Jesus. Look my hand. See it. Took your hand everywhere. But it's not paining me. Whatever Satan has done in the past cannot affect you today. If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, that spirit has what? Quickened. Brothers and sisters, you are above. Only, never be let. Growing spiritually, what I'm trying to say in essence, is not doing anything superficial. It's by staying with the word of God, staying with the Holy Spirit. That's all. You know, the uniqueness with staying with the Holy Ghost, not just the word, is that he will instruct you in righteousness for his namesake. For instance, one of the days he can tell you to fast. If you are working with God and he has not told you to fast, he has not told you to pray, he has not told you specially to give, you are not really working with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. He will tell you to fast specially because you see, your growth is not my growth. The way you are growing is not the way I'm growing. Are you here? The things you had been dealing with before you become born again is not the things that I was dealing with. Our growth level varies. What we require to grow better varies. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you may require 1 week fasting, I may require 1 month, you may require 2 days and the likes of that. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Glory to God forevermore. This Elam and talking with girls, and this Elam. Elam like talking with girls. Now he's talking with this new girl. I beg you. Hallelujah. I understand, but don't be like that, alright? Glory to God. Are you all here? For Elam it to be once and for all. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The Lord give you understanding. Alright? He's not doing anything superficial. So what I'm trying to say is that when you go back home, don't try to bend your hand like this and pray. Pray the way you have been praying before. One time I was talking with a friend. He said, let's go to Witch Mountain in Ekiti where Apostle Babalola prayed. I said, why? He said, we should go and tap into grace and take mantles. I didn't want to be so offensive. I said, after what Jesus has done. He said, what do you mean, prophet? You mean there are no mantles in our generation? I said, yes, so. There's nothing like mantles. You know, I've said this before, but it's like you did not understand me. Let me say it again. Because there are some of you hearing messages, they say, come and collect mantles. If you are collecting mantle after you are in the name of Jesus, something is wrong with your head. Which name do you operate from right now? No prophet ever operated in the name of Jesus in the past. Nobody in the past lived in the name of Jesus. Do you all understand what I'm trying to say? In the New Testament, we've been given the privilege of living in the name. None of them ever had that privilege. All they had were mantles. Collected from one generation to another. Are you listening to me? Doesn't mean a man of God cannot impart you and you cast that same spirit. But that same spirit is inferior to the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christ is what is focal in our life. What is chief in our life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Not a part of the anointing. Are you listening? So the mantle saga is a fairy tale. And you are hearing it from me. I don't have big stomach. I may not be sounding spiritual. You know, some people sound spiritual. So the mantles. But what I'm telling you is the truth. Are you all listening to me tonight? It's the truth. You saw it in your Bible. Bible says, of all men born of women, none is greater than who? None is greater than who? Meaning Elijah is not greater than John the Baptist. Are you hearing? Call the names. Melchizedek. Call the names. The one that they claim is was raptured, Elijah. Call the name Enoch. They say Enoch walked with God and he was no more. Call the names. Call the names. Call the names of all men. As long as they are men. None is greater than who? John the Baptist. Because he was the one that noted the Messiah and presented him to Israel. He said, but the least in the kingdom is greater. Now you've been translated from the kingdom of what? Into God's marvelous light. You are in the kingdom of God. The last person who became born again
I mean, the person who became, who will become born again today, the Bible says, God's word said, such a person has entered into something greater than Elijah, John the Baptist, and the likes of them. If you admire, with all due respect, it's not like you should envy them or have a problem with them. But if you admire Elijah today, in this reign of Christ, you have a problem, a spiritual problem. You can learn one or two things, but not to see them as the standard of who humans should be like. Christ is the standard. They said, call them fire like Elijah did. The Bible said, he said to them, keep quiet. He rebuked them. And he told them, he said, you don't know the manner of spirit that you have. You don't know the manner of spirit you have. And the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, the reason why the new is looking like it is inferior to the old is because they don't understand my pattern to walking in something glorious in the new. He said, for I've said once in scripture, but when I speak once, you don't just stop there. You can carry it and be hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, because what he speaks to one, he speaks to all. The Bible said, he said in the book of Isaiah, he said, who has seen this temple, this house in our former glory? Somewhere in scripture. Is it the book of Isaiah? He said, who has seen this house in our former glory? Compare to now. Can you see any comparison? Is there any comparison? He said, what is happening right now far, far exceeds the former. Then he said something, forget the former things. In other words, if you don't force your heart to forget the former things, you will not see something new. You people are thinking what has happened before is bigger. Do you know one time me and my friend, we sat down, we're talking about people in the New Testament. What God is doing in the New Testament. And we're saying something that if it's because we are too familiar with what is happening now. If what is happening now was recorded before we came, some of us will be very shocked. We'll be very shocked. You see what God is doing with great men of God like Pastor Chris, for instance, today. Some people think it's okay. It's normal, you know. It's supposed to be normal. Listen, people of God, it's not normal. One time I was watching Pastor Chris, there were like thousands of people on the bed and on wheelchair, and he just stretched his hands and he said, in the name of Jesus, you all in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. And all of them stood up and started walking. I saw that with Prophet Kubu's first time. In 30 seconds, more than 20 people with crutches dropped it down and were walking. In 30 seconds, he was just moving like this, in the name of Jesus, walk, 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 just hitting them on their shoulders. And if you know the story of Prophet Kubu, he collects the crutches and he hangs in a part of his church. You don't go back with the crutches. If you come to church with the crutches, you don't go back with it. We'll collect it. It's part of the church decoration. So that if you have a crutches and you come, you will see one that was hung. That doesn't mean I will start keeping crutches, okay? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Don't feel inferior. Paul said, don't be subjected by fairy tales, old wife fables, or fables. All those old stories. Like, there was a time, a time when men were moody. Now, that doesn't mean you should be moody at the moment. Calm down. What God is about to do right now exceeds what has happened before. We thank God for Moody. We thank God for him. We thank God for St. Spurgeon, and we thank God for the lives of them. But he said, forget the former things. He said, if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of the righteous exceeds the glory. I'm talking about a new generation that will do something that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and has not entered into what? The hearts of men. That's what God said for this generation. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. But you see, it is eyes out there that should have not seen, and ears that would have not heard. You have to conceive it to see it. You who God will use will have to conceive it and see it. He said, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ever. Meaning you must think before it does above the thinking. You must imagine before it does above the imagination. Nobody who has ever dared God in faith saw God do it exactly as they wanted him to do. He always exceeds their expectation. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He just wants you to dare in faith and see him go beyond what you think he can do. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, but we that God will use, we must see it and hear it. We must see the lame walk. We must see the blind. We must see new eyeballs. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? New eyeballs entering. It will determine the way you pray. It will determine the way you pray. It will determine the way you talk. Karaboshia barandakaya. Jesus says, stretch forth your hand. That was before he resurrected. The Bible said the hand was restored. People don't like to talk that scripture is real. I mean, the guy had a withered hand. A new hand came out. A fresh new hand. I mean, your dad can have a new kidney. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He can have a new kidney. God can put a new kidney in the heart of your father, in the body of your father. God can change that old bone to a new bone. Without no operation, a new bone can just start functioning in there. The cancer can just disappear. The ulcer can just disappear, just like that. Nowhere to be found. This is how God works. But you, who He will use, you have to see it. As far as your eyes can see. You have to see it. As far as your eyes can see. You have to see yourself in that office with people legislating with you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As the CEO of Zoe Corporate Enterprise, whatever limited. I mean, you are legislating how to make sure the goods gets to Qatar and Dubai and London. Did you understand what I'm trying to say? You are legislating. You have to see yourself there. And if you really see yourself there, your today's dressing and speech and confession will tell us if you know where you are going to. You can't have that kind of vision and talk the way you talk. You can't have that kind of vision and dress the way you are dressing right now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's a way you start arranging yourself. Even from now, from today, the packaging will change. The packaging will change. You don't talk hunger. You talk like everything is figured out. Because you are a leader. That is why God is training you now. You want to become somebody influential, somebody that will be known everywhere in the world. So influential, God is going to use you for mighty things. You have to receive the training now. Now that nothing is in your kitchen, how are you going about the crisis? Do you get what I'm trying to say? He's grooming you. This is part of the growth. How are you going through the crisis? You think you can be able to navigate through challenging situations in the future? You know, issues with different countries and evil men and good men in the future. If you are not able to just at this point navigate this season of your life that you are just hungry, a point will come where wicked men will rise against you. Nations will rise against you. But you have to be strong and think rightly and navigate through that season. Now, if you cannot navigate through this season now, God does not see you doing that in the future. Because he that is faithful in, is faithful in, you are not suffering, you are just getting through the training. You know, I was coming to church and I was calling my wife, she was not picking. And I almost got offended, like I used to get offended. And when she didn't pick again, I said, why would somebody have what they call handset? And it will be far from their hand. What is wrong with these people? And I got so offended. And I couldn't wait for her to call again. Let me blast her. As I was thinking like that, the Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart. He said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Because a lot of times you think it's other people that should be worked upon. Even you need to be worked upon. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. This was a temptation. I was coming to preach. And I'm thinking like this. And he said, count it all joy. He said, for through this situation, God will work out some things in your life. I said, just imagine that this happens and I don't complain and I speak love. Do you know I've grown? I use the opportunity. It was not God's will. She should be picking her calls. If she's hearing me now, she should not say she will train me. I've been receiving the training. Alright? But you see, it was not God's will that she didn't pick the call. But now I took advantage of her not picking the call to work out patience. Yeah. Count it all joy. So Jesus said, anytime you see yourself in a situation, in a crisis, get excited. Because there's something up there. There's somewhere up there you are getting to that you remember today and give God praise. You understand that if there was nothing like this, there would have been nothing like that. And so the Bible will say, for the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to the glory. The sufferings. The suffering, you're taking advantage of the suffering. The suffering didn't come from God, but you are taking advantage of the suffering. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because the suffering is responding to your growth level. A point will come where everything will answer to you the right way. Now it's coming. It's coming to us. It's looking like it's everything around you is negative, negative, negative. He said in his word, he said, if I had given Jesus Christ to you for free, would I not through Jesus freely give you all things? What he wants to see as a surety that you're going to be fine in the future if he gives you everything is Jesus working in your life. If Jesus is working in your life, then he's sure that if you get to the future of wealth, so much wealth, in the future of so much provision, in the future of so much influence, he's sure you will not misbehave because you've got Jesus right now. Because Jesus is working in your life. He said, will I not freely give you all things through Jesus if I've given you Jesus freely? So in other words, work on you becoming like Jesus because it is the gate pass to entering into everything in the future. In other words, everything is not even in the future. If he sees Jesus right now, you are in the future. Get what I'm trying to explain to you? You've been blessed with all beautiful things in heavenly places where? Christ Jesus. The location to have everything is not Abuja or Lagos. It is Christ. If you just know Christ, if you really subject yourself to the ministry of the Holy Spirit and say, walk Christ in me, walk Christ in me. When it's done, you think you are late, but when it's done, you'll find that you are not late. He will redeem the time. People that would have gone ahead, by the Spirit, you will pass them like a whirlwind. Because all you needed to be there is not time, is the fact that you are now like Jesus Christ. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? As long as you are like Jesus, you are qualified. You are accepted in the beloved. You are qualified in the beloved. You are blessed in the beloved. Peter said you are the Christos. He said, Peter, now you are blessed. Not because Peter did anything. He said, you are the Christos. He said, you've discovered me as a Christ. You are blessed. Then he said, okay, now upon this rock I will build my church and the gate. That's why Peter became the head. Because he knew Christ. So he knew what really mattered. Like I said, not knowing everything, but knowing what is most important as a doctor. Now, not knowing everything in scripture, knowing what is most important in scripture is what determines your spiritual growth. We saw in Ephesians 4, what determines our growth is the revelation of Christ. Pastor, I've been in church for many years. Do you know Christ? If you know Christ, that's the victory. That's what will determine your growth. That's what will determine almost everything for you in this life. Know Christ. Know Christ. Know Christ. And you cannot know Christ except you stay with the Holy Spirit. Christ can be strange, before we go. Christ can be strange. He was strange in scripture. At some point he acted strange. Don't think that don't try to water down your Christianity because of 21st century civilization.
Yes, sir.
Are you people understanding what I'm trying to say? Don't water down your Christianity because of 21st century civilization. Tell somebody, pray in tongues. Lock yourself up and pray in tongues.
Yes, sir.
Stay with the word. Confess the word. They are chasing the wind. After all these days of Christianity, now you have settled in your heart that the way they are doing it is better. Because you saw that they made 100,000 and 200,000. See, except what God has given you produce results. Don't allow anybody to look down on God. When you disobey God, when you give up, when you get weary. You know, if you look at God's character in scripture, he always liked to do things to prove to the people, to the other nations, that Israel are his people. And he is God over them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? You have not gone through this far or come this far for God to leave you now. It's not possible. You see, this praying tongues you have been praying, he has said in his word, I will use the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. Now they are mocking calling for money. Call it, you are not foolish. Call it. It will come as an answer through ideas. Call it. It must not necessarily come as an answer via cash. It will come as an answer through ideas. Are you listening to me? Call the billions. It will come. They say you called money. Where is the money? They don't know. It has come. 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 Oh, glory to God. Like Joseph, keep the right character. Call the money. Keep the right character. Keep the right character. Hate took Joseph, I heard from Bewisted. Hate took Joseph to prison from his brothers. Love brought him out. He kept the right character through the seasons. He didn't say, if I get out of this place, I will deal with these boys, this idiot. As a matter of fact, when they saw him in the future, he said, God brought me ahead of you so that I can prepare something for you guys. He didn't say, all of you. He said, God brought me. He didn't say, you people put this story. He told them, God brought me. He did not even narrate the story. He said, God brought me through you guys to this place so that I can prepare the path for you people. You see that? The one that will bring become the gatekeeper. The one that will become the one that will shift the culture in the family. That will determine something new in the family. Sometimes may be the most hated. Sometimes may be the most misunderstood. Joseph stood up with a dream. I see all of you bowing to me. They say you are mad. This one is stupid. Jealousy grew. They carried him. Threw him in well. Somebody said, don't tell your dreams too early before they throw you in the well like Joseph. I disagree. Speak it. What you have heard in the secret. Say it on the mountaintop. If they don't throw you in the well, you will not get to the palace. They should throw you in the well. Because if Joseph did not say the dream, we will not see Joseph in the palace. He became the number one man in another man's land. It started with slavery. He felt he was disadvantaged. That was not enough. They took, put him in a well. That was not enough. They took him, they sold him off. That was not enough. When there, it seemed like things were going so well for him. Bam! Potiphar's wife, she started giving him eyeballs, cutting eye for him. Before you know, there was no smoke, but there was fire. He was now in the prison. No, in this world, never have a problem with a woman. I'm just telling all of you, if a woman cry, it is finished. He entered prison. As he entered prison, what then happened? He never was saying, my brothers, God killed my brothers. Oh God, he was just cool. Still working on himself, working on the gifts of interpreting dreams. He was working on himself. He was not complaining. A point came. He started interpreting dreams to everybody there accurately. He didn't neglect whatever God has put on his inside. He was still doing it well. You started something. You were serving God. You started something. You stopped. You now said, I think church is the problem. Satan will always blame church. He's the accuser of the brethren. He will not blame the wrong people. He will blame the right people. Satan will always blame the right people. Why do you think the friend that is advising you to do the right thing, you don't like that friend? He is always blaming the right people. While you were growing up, he blamed your father. He blamed your mother. See you now. See how you love them. Your eyes are open. You know, you now understand they meant well for you. That is why the first persons Satan will always blame the people that have the potency to take you up. Not the ones that will keep you stuck in a location. That is why the first thing he will blame whenever you have a trouble, like the children of Israel, it was Moses and God. Moses and God, they were leaving Egypt to the promised land. It was Moses. They didn't have water to drink. Moses. They couldn't eat. Moses. Anything could not happen. Moses. He got offended. He said, you kick the burden of the people and you place on me. You take all the burden of the people. I have to watch over. And that's what pastoring means practically. You take the burden of everybody. You are thinking for them. In fact, you are thinking ahead to help them see it. But Joseph did not talk like that. He kept the good character. And when he was nice in the prison with everybody, one went out and said, the king asked for something. He said, I know somebody who knows how to interpret. He said, where is the person? He is in prison. It doesn't matter whether you are in Makodi. Where is the person? As long as you can do it from Makodi. All the way from Makodi. I heard a song like that. Who did that song? All the way from Makodi. We are going to the nations of the earth. I wish he was around. He would have come and do it for us this Sunday. All the way from Makodi. He was in prison. He said, bring him, fetch him. I had a dream, blah, blah, blah. He interpreted it. We don't care about your skin color, Joseph. We don't care who born you. We don't care what nation you are coming from. We don't care your tribe. As long as you can solve problem, come. And when he saw the wisdom this man had, he said, apart from me, you are in charge. In fact, now you are in charge. I want to rest for some years. He was running Egypt. He said, anything Joseph says is what I've said. See, you are growing. You are not wasting time. It seems you are in hiding. You are growing. Keep on solving problems. You see that 1 hour? Don't joke with it. If you don't pray, let it be like you will die. What are you doing learning about crypto when you have not prayed 1 hour? You are deceiving yourself. It's not bad to learn it, but you have not prayed 1 hour. You have impetus. It's like oxygen to you. Prayer is like oxygen. You are not praying, you are not living. You are not living. You just feel empty. You feel useless. I did not pray. I did not hear a message today. I did not study my Bible today. And I'm doing this. I understand that there is somebody that is the chief determinant of destiny. He may not be around looking at anything, but he's at the center of everything. He's the one that can cause somebody to just pass around you and look at you and come back and say, who is this guy doing this thing? I say, like we saw on Sunday, the drama. She was passing. Who is this guy? The way he's just playing that guitar. Hey, who are you? You mean you have been playing this guitar in this town for many years? The way you are playing, nobody knows you. How many albums do you have, sir? Not even a song. What? My brother, let's go. You are going to do like 20 albums. Everything in your heart for free. Paid off for. What if he was not playing the guitar? Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Somebody? What if he was not singing? What if he had not started something yet? They say, start. You say, I'm waiting for something. Brother, there is nothing that you need that you don't have right now. From where you are, start. But it's from the little that there will be a multiplication. Do it like it's all you've got. Do it with excellence. Do it. Do it. They call you to come and just check something. You're an engineer, a land engineer. They just call you to come and give them demarcation for something. The way you did the demarcation, the way you gave them the report, you put it even in hard copy, you presented it to the man. It's just demarcation. They did not say it's plenty money. But because it's in your nature to be excellent, you did it and gave it to the person. He looks at it. This has never been done anywhere in his life. He couldn't sleep. If this guy can do this little thing like this, what of the bigger things? The way God judges is the way every man will eventually judge. He that is faithful in little is faithful in plenty. Listen, every man judges things like that, whether they agree or not. The way you were faithful in little will make that person to call you for something bigger. Are you all listening to me tonight? You are growing, you know. Don't look down on yourself. Not an inch. They call you for a proposal. Dress your best. Dress your best. Dress your best. Dress like you have touched 2 billion before. Talk like it. Don't go and be behaving like you are timid. Greet everybody nicely with a smile. Confidence. Give the proposal. Yes, sir. Some of you who are reading the Otodela books, you are not even learning the things you are supposed to learn. I heard somebody talking. He said he read one part of the book, and one time Otedola wanted somebody to do something, and he drove in a very bad car and looked so tattered. And the man said, how much is your cost? He said, 900,000. He said, I'll give you 400,000. Then I arrived at 500. Then he said, you know, I price you low because of how you presented yourself. See how you dressed, see how you came, see how you looked. You don't look like you are above the money. You look like you desperately need the money. Never show you desperately need it too. People give pay money. See, they will pay it to you that they don't want to pay this money to. There's another person they'll go and pay complete to. They'll owe you and pay that person complete. Yes, sir. It's packaging that is the difference. Package yourself. Yes, sir. You come back tomorrow after packaging yourself. You tell them 200,000. They'll say, we even thought it's 400,000. The way you look, thank you so much, sir. Another person will say 200,000. They'll say, are you sure? 50,000 far. The way you package yourself. They said, don't forget about the container. Focus on the content. We will first take note of the container before the content. It is the container that will draw our attention to the content. Whether you like it or not, dress the way you want to be addressed. Don't sound like a beggar. Sound like somebody that has already got it. Without faith, it's impossible. Bow your heads and pray in the spirit. Say, Lord, if I've judged you small in any phase of my life, I repent tonight. If I've made you small because of any experience I've been facing, I repent tonight. I repent tonight. Keep on working on me. I count it all joy from the depth of your heart. I count it all joy. Lord, I count it all joy. I count it. I know something has been worked in and upon me. I count it all joy. All joy, all joy. I'm coming out stronger in the name of Jesus. You are not in a mistake. You are in God's perfect will. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Shiba katala bagadia kosu brenga dia kabalagaya. I count it all joy. All joy. All joy.
All joy. Oh, glory to God. I count it all joy. I am in your perfect will. No mistake has ever happened to my life. I am in your perfect will, Lord. I know all this can work together for your glory, oh God. I know. I am not in a mistake. I never made a mistake. Following you, I never made a mistake. We know whom we have believed and were persuaded by him. Oh, keep on pushing because of his nature. We know he cannot lie. We trust every process. Lord, I trust this process. I may be in a well like Joseph right now. They may have sold me, my enemies, into slavery. I might be in a prison now, but Lord, I trust the process. I will keep on doing my best. I'll keep on working on my gift. I'll keep on praying. I'll keep on staying here because I know soon you will herald me to the world. Soon.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.